Well, out today from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we get the latest production as well as stock numbers for the U.S. as well as the world. For reaction, we go to Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. First off, looking at the U.S. numbers, were you surprised that some of these numbers are being raised as much as they were for corn and soybeans?
Yes, I was a little bit surprised. We were looking for higher numbers, but they came in higher than what the trade was looking for. And the trade reacted negative as we saw it trade lower and close lower today. New contract lows in the corn, the soybeans, and in Kansas City wheat today. Now, looking at the corn crop, it's estimated 13,654,000,000 bushels, 99 million more than what we had in October, and that's an increase of 90 over what the trade was looking for today. The corn yield came in at 169.3 bushels per acre, 1.3 bushels per acre more than October, and 1.1 bushels per acre more than the trade was looking for. Now, the corn saw export sales lowered by 50 million bushels. They saw feed and residual usage increased by 25, but they also saw ethanol usage drop by 75 million bushels. This all caused the corn ending stocks to come in at 1.76 billion bushels, an increase of 199 million over last month and 163 million more than what the trade was looking for. Now, the soybeans saw new record production and yield, taking out last year's record. Soybean crop estimated at 3,981,000,000. That is 93 million more than we had last month and 67 million more than what the trade was looking for. The yield came in at 48.3 bushels per acre, 1.1 bushels per acre more than we had last month, and 0.8 of a bushel per acre more than what the trade was looking for. In the soybeans, we saw exports increased by 40 million bushels. The crush was increased by 10 million bushels, but this wasn't enough to offset an increase of 93 million bushels in production. So we saw ending stocks come in at 465 million, an increase of 40 million over last month, 30 million more than what the trade was expecting. The wheat, the only number we had change out there was our ending stocks. They were increased by 50 million over last month, putting them at 911 million bushels, with 42 million more than what the trade was looking for. And this was all due to seeing exports decline by 50 million bushels. That's what caused the ending stocks to increase. It's interesting to look, hard red winter stocks increased to a 16-year high, and hard red spring wheat stocks increased to a 25-year high. So our U.S. numbers continue to show a little larger crop, but a concern about demand out there, especially wheat and corn.
USDA also released the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report. Looking at this, any major changes in this report over October?
There's one major change. We saw corn ending stocks increase by a whopping 24 million metric tons. 19 million metric tons of that was due to China. That's 79% of that increase was due to China, as they claim consumption dropped dramatically, causing inventory to increase dramatically. So that's a big change there in the world ending stocks. Now, soybeans, they came in 2.28 million metric tons less than last month. The wheat came in 1.19 million metric tons less than last month. That is still a record ending stocks for the world in the wheat. That's not good news for our wheat complex. We saw the Argentina beans kept unchanged at 57 million metric tons, and the Brazilian bean production kept unchanged at 100 million metric tons. So that's pretty much what we saw in the world numbers. There wasn't anything in there earth-shattering other than that revision in the corn ending stocks, mainly due to China, and of course, once again, a little bit of a I don't know whether or not we can completely believe China. They make some pretty large changes when they do make changes.
Tom, with these numbers, is there any positive news to be found?
No, there wasn't nothing really positive in there. That was all negative, but was it negative enough to continue to crash this market? We even saw the markets come off their lows today, even though we closed negative. I really think it's going to give end users an opportunity to step in there and do some buying. And sometimes when you have cheaper prices, you know, and we start seeing some renewed buying and increase in buying, sometimes that helps stabilize prices and sometimes even turns them around. So we can try to be a little bit optimistic about this in the longer term.
Okay, Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our analysis of the latest numbers out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, U.S. production numbers, as well as the WASDE report. With the coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.